This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, this is Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today as we hear God's holy and awesome word. I am looking at the 13th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. It says that the Gentiles were delighted when they heard the gospel and glorified the word of the Lord, and all who were destined for eternal life came to believe, and the word of the Lord continued to spread throughout the whole region. The word of the Lord continued to spread throughout the whole region. And then it says, the Jews, however, incited the women of prominence who were worshippers and the leading men of the city, stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expel them from their territory. Whenever the word of God is being proclaimed, you must always know that there's going to be someone else that's going to try to steal it. Jesus tells us that. He tells us that when he talks about the wheat and the tares, that the gospel, that the word of God is the seed, and that the enemy comes to sow bad seed. And you know, it doesn't take long. It really doesn't take long. You sow the word of God, and then you know someone comes in to try to steal the word of God. It's true. It's true. You want to know why? Because it's so powerful. Because it brings salvation. For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first, as also to the Greek. To the Jew first, as also to the Gentiles. And you know what? We must seal the word and say, in the name of Jesus, everyone who hears this word, by the power of the blood, by the power of the precious blood, that not one word would be stolen. You see, we do not realize the power of the word of God and the power of the enemy to destroy the word of God. We do not realize that. You know, we think, you know what? Well, you know what? I'm just preaching the word of God today. Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da. And you know what? I tell you, when the word of God is proclaimed, then there's going to be trouble. It says, listen to what it says, all who were destined for eternal life came to believe. These were the Gentiles. And the word of the Lord continued to spread throughout the whole region. The Jews, however, incited the women of prominence who were worshippers and the leading men of the city. They stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and they expelled them from their territory. So, this is what they did. They shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. They just following the word of the Lord. When Jesus said, if they do not listen to you, you know what you do? You go out of the town and shake the dust from your feet as a reproach against them. They shook the dust from their feet in protest against them. I would not want Paul to shake the dust of his feet against my town, I tell you. I would not want Paul or Barnabas to shake the dust from his feet against my town. I wouldn't want that. You want to know why? That means I'd be in deep trouble. Because then there would be a reproach. There would be, Jesus cursed three towns, Capernaum, Bethesda, and Chorazin. And each one today is just an archaeological site. One person said, is Capernaum a desert? No, it's a beautiful garden. You know, the prime property, as a matter of fact. Right on the Sea of Galilee, my Lord. Shake the dust from your feet, my Lord. The word of God is so powerful that the enemy tries to steal the word of God. And you see, it was spreading throughout the region. You know, Paul will also say in other areas, pray that there be open doors for the word of God. Open doors for people to hear. People who are receptive. People who need to hear God's word. Open doors. We need open doors. That's one good thing about the media. I can be speaking to you, and you do not even have to tell anybody. Because you know what? You've not come into the experience that you don't have to hide your light under a bushel. So you keep it under a bushel right now. And you know what? The Lord has patience with us. But there could come a time that bushel is going to get burnt by the light. Either that or you get blown out. there comes a time when, you know, you just cannot be someone who loves the Lord and nobody else knows it. Because you know what? That's like being in love and nobody else knows it. When you're in love, I'm going to tell you, it shows. When people are in love with each other, if it's really love, it really shows. It has to. Love is dynamic. It's not static. The gospel is dynamic. It's not static. The presence of God is dynamic. It's not static. And you know, you might be a closet Christian right now, but you will not always be. Or you will give the Lord up. Because there comes a point that, you know what? You cannot keep the light under the bushel basket. Oh, God is patient, as I said. You know, He is patient. He is very patient. But you know what? There comes a time when you know. I remember Eleanor. I remember what she said once. The first time she prayed with somebody. I remember she called me. She told me she prayed with somebody. She said, I'll never do it again. And I smiled. I'll never do it again. Eleonora said, I'll never do it again. Well, she hasn't stopped doing it. She hasn't stopped doing it. But you know what? It takes the first time to do it. It takes the first time to step out. It takes the first time. That's hard. I know it's hard because we're always thinking that people are thinking about us. We're not that important. The people are always thinking about us, you know. They've got other things to think about, let me tell you that much. They're not thinking about you, and they're not thinking about me either. People have other things to think about rather than you or me. You know, once we make our impact, once we say the thing we need to say that's up to God, we can just do what we need to do because, you know what, people aren't going to be thinking about you or thinking about me because their life is filled with other things to think about. We're always so self-conscious about things. Self-conscious. Listen, give me a break. You're not that important, and neither am I. Only to God are we important, like to that degree. Even the hairs of your head are counted, the scripture says. But, you know, who's thinking about me today? So what I say, and if they think about me for a couple of seconds, let them, you know what, I say what I need to say, and then I move on. That's all I need to do is move on. I'm not going to worry. But after the word of God is preached, there's going to be someone try to steal it, to plant tares there and to destroy it. That's because it's so powerful. That's why we've got to keep on planting. We've got to keep on sowing the word of God. We've got to keep on sowing, because the one who sows bountifully reaps bountifully, not only with money, but with the word of God. Not only with money, but with the word of God. To sow bountifully. And you know, you don't have to do very much either. You know, people are just so appreciative for the little that you do. Because, you know, I get so many calls. And so many calls, you know, they come to the house, they want me to go to the hospital. You know, you can't go to all these hospitals. You can't. How can I? I'm just one person. But I can call a person up on the phone and I can pray. I can do that. And people are so appreciative. So appreciative that someone goes out of their way to go pray for somebody over the phone. We did that yesterday. And I pray that lady be healed completely. She's a young woman with children. That Jesus would heal her completely today by the power of his blood. You're so appreciative. So appreciative that someone would give them a call and pray over the phone. I had her husband and the children lay hands upon the wife and the mother. You know, it's so appreciative. So appreciative. Don't have to do much. You don't have to do much. Just make a little time. Just call on the telephone. Just be with somebody. Just listen. On Monday evening, we had a Bible study that Father Matt does, or Eric does, I think Eric does it, and all the young men came to the house and they had dinner with us, you know, and we had a lovely dinner. Then we went into the chapel and we had the Bible study. It was on the Word of God, as a matter of fact. It was on the Word of God. It was on the sower and the seed. And so, you know, we went to, We investigated Mark 4 about the sower and the word, and the seed is the word of God, and then I began to hopefully expound the scriptures, what the Bible says about the word of God. You don't have to do very much. You don't have to do very much. You know, people say, you know, I'm not prepared. You know, a priest says, I don't know how to do that. Listen, you've been reading the scriptures all your life. If you don't know how to do that, get over it. Get over it. You read the scriptures every day. Something must stick. Something must stick. Unless you're just reading words. Something has to stick. It must stick. But you see, the one who sows bountifully reaps bountifully. The one who sows sparingly reaps sparingly. I look for opportunities to sow the word of God. I look for opportunities. I have to, because it's so important. I look for opportunities. And I try to take everyone I can to sow that word so that people would hear and believe, so that people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, that people would give their lives to the Lord. You know, I try to take every opportunity. That's why we're on radio. That's why we're on radio. Why did I start radio? First of all, let me tell you, I didn't start it. The Lord put it in my heart. Even when I was a deacon, He put it in my heart. He put it in my heart. I remember once I was in the car as a deacon, and I said, I'll be on radio one day. You know, I don't know who I was with. Maybe they thought I was a proud and arrogant person. But I knew I'd be on radio. I said, not necessarily on television, but radio. I want to be on radio. I want to speak to people. I want to speak to people who are beyond the people I'll be speaking to. That's the word of God. It's not only to the people you speak to. You know, you've got this. Jesus said, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel. As a matter of fact, if you want, we now have our CDs on, some of our CDs on radio, on the internet. And you can click on. You can click on www.inseason.net, INSEASON.net, www.inseason.net. And Alan's putting them on. Finally, we're getting stuff on our own site. And it'll talk about my radio programs, the link, and then you just click on to the radio programs. Yeah, you know, I have no idea who's going to be listening throughout the world. That internet goes throughout the world. That internet goes throughout the world. Somebody, you know, clicks on season, and they, here I come up. I don't listen. I have no idea. But every opportunity that the word of God would be proclaimed, you take every opportunity to preach the word, to speak the word. As it says in St. Paul's letter to Timothy, to preach the word, to be urgent in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient, in season and out of season, whether you feel like it or don't feel like it. That's why the name in season and out of season, that God calls me to proclaim the word of God, whether I feel like it or don't feel like it. In season. You know what? Tomatoes are going to be in season in a couple of weeks. Out of season. In November, they're out of season. You got these rotten greenhouse tomatoes. They're terrible. It tastes like a funeral home. Proclaim the word of God in season and out of season. Let people know that they're loved with an everlasting love, that underneath are the everlasting arms, that the Father doesn't desert us nor leave us, that Jesus gave us His life for salvation, that He bled for us, that He died for us, that He rose for us, that He's the Lord. Letting people know that what they're going through, it's going to work out, it's going to work out, it's going to work out. Listen, whatever you're going through, it's going to work out. If you trust in the Lord, it's going to work out. Honest, it's going to work out. Just trust in the Lord. It's going to work out. Letting people know it's going to work out. Honest, it's going to work out. I know the point of experiencing it's not going to work out. Oh, when I reach that point, I need to hear it's going to work out, it's going to work out, going to work out. It's going to work out. It's going to work out, whatever it is. Got to believe that no matter what situation I'm in, it's going to work out. If I belong to the Lord, it's going to work out. He's going to help me through this. He's going to be there. He's my refuge. He's my strength. He's my Lord. He's my God. He's my everything. It's going to work out. even when it feels like it's not going to work out. Have I felt that way? Oh, many times. Many times. But you know what? It works out anyway because the Lord is faithful. He cannot deny himself. He's so faithful. He cannot deny himself. It's going to work out. I know I'm keep on saying this because I'm talking to you. Somebody's hearing me now. It's going to work out. You say, yeah, but you don't know my problems. I said, it's going to work out anyway. You know why? Because God's bigger than your problems. Jesus is bigger than your problems. He's much bigger than your problems. It's going to work out. But you've got to put your hand to the plow and not look back. You've got to put your hand to the plow and not look back. Lord, it's going to work out for Carl. It's going to work out. I saw that ship turn. I saw it. I saw it. I saw it. In the name of Jesus, go after the man who's ripping them off. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. I have to believe that. I know it to be true. And the Lord's no respecter of persons. It's going to work out for me. It's going to work out for you too. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. Just heard from Eleanor today. Eleanor told us that yesterday, one of the women who was thinking about abortion gave birth to twins. Everybody's having twins all these days. Twins. Boy and a girl. You know what she said to Eleanor? I'm the happiest woman in the world. She wanted to have an abortion. I'm the happiest woman in the world. Let me tell you, everything came against this woman when she was pregnant. She had no place to live. She was living with her sister. Everything was crazy. And I was told today that God opened the door for her. She's got a brand new apartment with brand new facilities, all new stuff. It's a miracle. It's going to work out. This lady has nothing. But you know what? The Lord supplies. The Lord supplies. But thank God for people like Eleanor that was there when the woman said, I'm going to have an abortion. Just yesterday, she brought me somebody else, young girl. The young girl was pregnant at 14. And Eleanor talked with her at the abortion mill. The baby is now, I think, 6 or 8 months old. She's just 15. But she's a wonderful mother. But you know what? She wants to be baptized. And she wants her baby baptized. And her friend wants to be baptized. So Eleanor's going to give her instruction. I'm going to give her some instruction. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. You see, it seems like it's not going to work out. When they went to tell the mother, you know, that she's 14 years old, she's pregnant. You know what? It seemed that day that it wasn't going to work out. But the mother now, you know what? The mother loves that baby. The grandmother loves that baby. God brings good out of everything when we trust him. When we trust him, and I know it's difficult to trust him, but it's going to work out anyway. You'll get the peace when you trust him. You'll get the peace when you trust him. Trust in the Lord. Rely not upon your own understanding. Commit your way to the Lord and he will act, the scripture says. Sirach 2, has anyone trusted the Lord and been disappointed? But also when you trust the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal. Sirach 2. Oh yeah, we just talked about that at the beginning. Poor Paul and Barnabas preach the word of God. They get thrown out of the city. Persecution. See, it's a double-edged sword. It's a double-edged sword. The word of God brings persecution. But you know what? That's okay. That's part of the word of God. Jesus promised when the disciples asked him, you know, we've left mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and homes and lands and property and everything for you. What will we receive? Listen to what Jesus said. You'll receive more mothers. He did not say fathers because there's only one Father in heaven. You receive more mothers, more sisters, more brothers, more lands, more homes, more friends, and persecutions beside. Every promise in the book is mine, even the persecution. Oh, yeah. We all have our share. Oh, yeah. We've all got our share. But it's going to work out anyway. It's going to work out anyway. Yep. It's going to work out anyway. Lord is good. He knows how to do things. But you need to trust him a little. You need to trust him. Or you need to want to trust him. I want to trust you, Lord. Or you need to want to trust him. Lord, I want to trust you. Or you need to want to trust him. I want to trust you. I think I've gone 5 or 6 of them in my life sometimes. Lord, I want to trust you. If that's where you are, that's what you tell him. I want to trust you. Has anyone ever trusted the Lord and been disappointed? You might not get what you asked for, but you know what? God knows how to do great things. God's ability is infinite. God's ability is infinite. And God's resources are infinite. Believe me. I will not depend upon my own resources. You know why? They're finite. They dry up. I want the Lord's resources, Jesus' resources. I do. Because Jesus' resources are infinite. The Lord's resources are infinite. Me? Well, you know what? Mine dry up. That's why I want to trust him. I want to trust him and I want to depend upon him. I want to hope in him. I want him. What do I want to leave you with today? I want to leave you with some psalm that's going to help you during your time of distress. A good psalm that will help you during the time of distress. And I think that psalm is 37. Let's see what God says in the 37th chapter of Psalms. Do not be provoked by evildoers. Do not envy those who do wrong. Like grass, they will wither quickly. Like green plants, they will wilt away. Trust in the Lord and do good, that you may dwell in the land and live secure. Find your delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. And he will make your integrity shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday. Be still before the Lord. Wait for him. Do not be provoked by the prosperous, nor by malicious schemers. It's going to work out, Carl. You know why? Because you do trust in the Lord. Give up your anger. Abandon your wrath. Do not be provoked. It only leads to harm. Those who do evil will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord will possess the land. Wait a little, and the wicked will be no more. Look for them, and they will not be there. But the poor will possess the land and will delight in great prosperity. Psalm 37. Psalm 37. It's God's word. You want to know how important God's word is? I'm going to tell you. And this is what I'm going to end with. I guess they have a new Simpsons movie. I never watched that garbage anyway, but I guess one of the Simpson kids, I don't even know their names, Homer or whatever, opens the Bible, and you know what he says? There's no answers in here. It's the devil. Because the word of God is so powerful. There's no answers in here. Yeah. It wasn't the Quran. It was the Bible. You want to know why? Because the God of the Bible is alive. He sent his son Jesus to die for you and to rise from the dead. And it's going to work out if you trust him. You know, that's real. I think I said what I needed to say, and I'm finished. Let me tell you what's happening. Tonight is Friday, and at Holy Rosary, there will be Mass at 7:30. If you would like to come, I will be celebrating Mass. You're welcome to come. After Holy Mass, we have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament through the night. If you would like to come and worship the Lord, you are so welcome at Holy Rosary, and that's 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Massachusetts. Tomorrow is Saturday. We have a 5:30 Mass on Saturday. Afterwards, we pray for healing. You are welcome to come. I also want to invite you to a Mass maybe on Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning. But if you come to the 11, just plan on staying because we're there for a while. Okay, so the Mass schedule for the weekend is as follows. You can hear my recording if you'd like. Mass schedule for the weekend is as follows. Saturday, 5:30 in the evening, followed by healing service. Sunday, 9 and 11. And we do have confessions at 4:30 to 5:30. You're welcome to come on Saturday. Listen, my friends. Listen, listen, listen. The Lord is God. He is great and awesome. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Trust in the Lord, please. It's going to work out. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.